1965, they dominated much of the Motown scene. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 1116. In 1965, an interesting way of looking at the heroes, the rock and roll idols. Earlier with Elvis in the late 50s and Conway Twitty and Fabian Ricky Nelson, it was noted that all the idols were handsome. They could be considered kind of sex objects. But no more. This changed in 1965 when it was in to be kind of homely. Ringo Starr was the most popular to many of the Beatles. And so it was with the rest of the groups, like this one, The Lovin' Spoonful. Their first big million seller, Do You Believe in Magic?
This magic in a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Lovin' Spoonful from 1965. WPGC Columbus Showtime. It's 1118 with the story of the rock and roll generation. The year 1965. The year when the unisex look was in. Boys wore their hair long. They started to wear colorful shirts and pants, and girls were wearing pantsuits. And psychiatrists were theorizing about the difficulties and implications of telling the difference between boys and girls. Although the kids found when it came down to it, it really wasn't that hard at all. Some groups didn't find it too easy, though. The Barbarians.
You're either a girl or you come from Liverpool.
and roll generation on WPGC, reliving the best years of your life, 1954 to 1971.
I loved you all the summer through. I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday. Yesterday's gone. We walked together hand in hand, across miles and miles of golden sand. But now it's over and done, 'cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
Yesterday's gone.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1965.
Used to be my
calming sound of the Motor City. Motown, the Four Tops, and same old song. It's 1128 with Columbus.
The Butler.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
With the Rock and Roll Generation, 1965.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night.
'65, WPGC Columbus Showtime, 28 till 12 noon with Columbus. In the 1960s, there were many groups that came, they made it big. Many single artists, too, like Dionne Warwick, the Beach Boys. Others, they would have a fame, but a fleeting one. Here's one of them, and the song that really made it for him, Eddie Rambo, Rock and Roll 1965, The Concrete and the Clay.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. You to me are soft as summer rain at dawn in love we share. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. The sidewalk.
concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. A brother love will never die because we'll see from out the stumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way.
Every hour, a different year in the rock and roll generation, 1954 to 1971. Hit single in 1965, Sonny and Cher, later to become national personalities. I Got You, Babe. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 23 till 12 noon. In 1965, the number four song was I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops. Number three, Mr. Lonely by Bobby Vinton. Number two, The Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And this song was number one. It was fitting that it was by the group that next to the Beatles had the most hit songs in that year. The Fabulous Supremes and Back in My Arms Again.
Oh,
number one, Rock and Roll Generation, 1965, The Supremes, and Back in My Arms Again. Columbus Showtime, 20 to 12. 1965, well, there were many All-American types, the Beach Boys probably the most prominent, but the All-American look was dying in the personalities of the day. One that exuded almost the strangest power over his audience was Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. Later, his appearance would become even more extreme, but in 1965, he was considered to be one of the most controversial performers. And later, he'd become even more controversial. This was one of their biggest hits in that year, Get Off My Cloud. Generation 1965, Mick Jagger, the Stones, and Get Off My Cloud. It's 16 till noon. This is Columbus, and this was one of the biggest hits of 1965. Vitality and a wide box office appeal. Pet Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
Just listen to the rhythm of a jam.
Ted Clark in downtown. The Rock and Roll Generation, 1965. Possibly this was the period when music and the stars of the music world reached their summit. There were at least two network television programs dealing with the music stars, Shindig and Hullabaloo. Regular appearances were made by the Rolling Stones, Pat Clark, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and the Fabulous Supremes. After that, things slackened off a bit, but still, the Rock and Roll Generation was to move on in new and possibly more important directions. Showtime with WPGC's Columbus, 13 till 12 noon. The Rock and Roll Generation on WPGC, reliving the best years of your life, 1954 to 1971. Biggest hit after leaving the Limelighters, Baby the Rain Must Fall. This is the story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1965, the year when the Beatles were big, the Supremes too, but also a state, California. Everything about it fascinated the rest of America. The surfing, the scene, the wheels, and probably most of all, the girls. These are the Beach Boys, California Girls.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the Northern girls with the way they keep their boyfriends warm at night.
let's go surfing now. The Beach Boys and California Girls. WPGC Columbus Showtime in the Rock and Roll Generation. 1954 to 1971. Columbus Showtime, it's 12 noon with the Rock and Roll Generation. 1965.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
The Beatles and all the others, their influence was important. But possibly no one anticipated the direction of future music in 1965 any better than this man, Bob Dylan, and Like a Rolling Stone. Shades of things to come, like a Rolling Stone. The Rock and Roll Generation, 1965. Soul? Well, that's something you don't ask about. If you've got it, you know it.
Thank you. like the boomerang.
James Brown, Papa's got a brand new bag.